This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Liver health and meat, pros and cons. Explained with ethical insights. Exploring how eating meat impacts liver health, balancing pros and cons, and the ethical discussions surrounding meat consumption. Liver health, the pros and cons of eating meat. Hey, so I wanted to chat with you today about something that doesn't always get the spotlight, liver health, especially when it comes to eating meat. You know, there's a lot of back and forth out there on whether meat is good or bad for your liver, and it can get confusing real fast. So, let's break it down casually and see what's really going on. First off, why focus on the liver? Well, your liver is like the body's multitasking superstar. It processes nutrients, filters out toxins, and helps regulate metabolism. Given all that, what you eat definitely impacts how well it functions. The pros of eating meat for your liver. Meat, especially lean meats like chicken or turkey, and even fatty fish, can actually be pretty beneficial for the liver. Here's why. Rich in essential nutrients, meat is packed with vitamin B12, iron, zinc, and high-quality protein, all essential for liver repair and function. Good source of amino acids. The protein in meat supplies amino acids that help the liver regenerate cells and produce enzymes needed for detoxification. Supports metabolic health. Some healthy fats found in fish, like omega-3s, can reduce liver inflammation and may lower the risk of fatty liver disease. So, if you're wondering if meat can help your liver, the short answer is yes, when consumed in moderation and chosen wisely. The cons of eating meat for your liver. But of course, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Eating too much or the wrong types of meat can actually stress the liver. High in saturated fats. Red meats, especially processed ones like sausages and bacon, are high in saturated fats, which can contribute to fatty liver disease. Risk of toxins. Meat can sometimes contain hormones, antibiotics, and other chemicals that your liver has to work extra hard to filter out. Excess protein burden. Overeating protein, even from meat, can put a strain on the liver since it's responsible for breaking down nitrogen compounds from protein metabolism. What about the ethical side? This is where the conversation gets really interesting, because the discussion about meat isn't just about health, it's about sentiocentrism and ethical eating. The arguments for and against eating meat shape not only how we think about our health, but also how we think about animals and the environment. Many people shift toward plant-based diets to reduce harm and support sustainability. Plant-based foods tend to be lower in saturated fats and easier on the liver. However, that doesn't mean meat has to be off the table completely. The rise of clean meat, or lab-grown meat, is an exciting development that could offer the best of both worlds: meat without the ethical or health downsides associated with traditional meat production. So, whether you're seriously considering cutting back on meat or sticking to traditional types, it's important to weigh both health impacts and ethical factors. It's a nuanced choice. If you want to really get into the ethical discussion on this topic, there's a great resource called Eat Meat or Don't. It explores the arguments for and against eating meat in a clear and thoughtful way. Some quick tips for keeping your liver healthy with meat in your diet. Choose lean, unprocessed meats like chicken, turkey, and fish where possible. Limit red and processed meat intake to avoid excess saturated fat. Integrate plenty of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains to support liver detoxification. Stay hydrated and moderate alcohol consumption, as both impact liver health. Consider ethical eating practices that align with your values and health goals. At the end of the day, your liver's health depends on balance between the types of food you eat, portion sizes, and lifestyle factors. Meat is not automatically bad or good. It all depends on your choices and how they fit into a broader, balanced diet. If you want a more rounded view, especially on the moral and ethical side of things, alongside the health factors, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a great way to learn more about how we can thoughtfully approach food choices in our complex modern world. Anyway, I hope this gives you a clearer picture of how meat affects liver health, not just physically but ethically too. There's a lot to consider beyond just what tastes good or what's trendy. Stay curious and take care of that liver. It's working hard for you every day.